listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is time for our guest conversations this morning. Joining me by phone this morning, Lowell Hybe, Communications Director at Lutherans for Life. Lowell, welcome to His Time.
Thank you.
Great to have you with us this morning. Also joining us by phone this morning, Virginia Flo. She's the National Conference Director and the Minnesota Regional Director in Lutherans for Life. Good morning, Virginia. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. I'm looking forward to talking with both of you and hearing about Lutherans for Life and the upcoming conference as well this year. All of the things that are going on with Lutherans for Life. I'm sure it's a very busy time. We had the opportunity to hear from Dr. Lamb just yesterday here at the International Center, and we've shared that KFUO has we have posted the media or the press conference audio on our website at kfuo.org. So for those interested in hearing from hearing Dr. Lamb and others from the LCMS Life Committee speak, they can hear that on our website. Well, let's talk about Lutherans for Life. Let's talk about the history of Lutherans for Life. Lowell, where did Lutherans for Life get its beginning?
Well, Lutherans for Life started back in the late 70s. Kind of got going around 1976 in terms of the first discussions on forming the group. Dr. Gene Garten was a leader in that, along with Robert Jensen, Leigh Jordahl, Sam Nafsker, Richard Newhouse, and Michael Brognes. And they met with Dr. Jack Eichhorst, and they got the ball rolling on an organization that would work with all Lutheran churches that were of like minds on taking a biblical stand on the sanctity of human life. So it was officially organized in 1979.
And how has Lutherans for Life remained the same, or have there been changes over time?
The one thing that has stayed the same is the biblical basis for what we do and for where we're coming from. That really has not changed. If anything, it's gotten stronger in many ways, I think, over the years. Some changes over the years would probably be that while abortion was a motivating factor at the beginning, and it still is in terms of speaking up for life, we have had to deal with more issues as the years have gone by, like end-of-life concerns, bioethics, embryonic stem cell research, things like that. We've also expanded our ministry in terms of the abortion issue by having our Word of Hope counseling ministry in place to help women and men who have been through abortion decisions and are suffering grief and despair and all the things that can come with that decision. And that has been a very effective tool in sharing the gospel with those who really need it applied to their life right now.
And so who may become a member of Lutherans for Life? Who are the folks that can step up to take a stand for life?
Really, anyone who supports the work that we do can easily become a member. People can go to our website, lutheransforlife.org, go to the Give page, and sign up to be a member. There's no minimum donation. Any donation of any size counts toward a membership in Lutherans for Life. And we have members in quite a number of Lutheran bodies and a few non-Lutheran members, too, who just support the work that we do.
And now it's and so we have Lutherans for Life chapters all over the country, right?
That's correct. And life teams and life ministry coordinators. Life teams is a more recent outreach of Lutherans for Life that is more congregationally based, more part of the congregation directly. And then life ministry coordinators are people that are in place in local congregations where there isn't enough help to do a life team or a chapter, but they're individuals that want to get the life message out. But we're really focusing these days on our life teams and our chapters.
And one of the things that that Lutherans for Life holds every year that gathers a lot of these members together and provides opportunities for education and networking, mutual encouragement, and that is the National Conference. Virginia, can you share with us about the National Conference? What is the overall purpose of the conference, and how often does it happen?
conference takes place annually, although we're looking at some additional possibilities for the future. But right now, we have an annual conference. And this year, our conference is going to take place at the Creation Museum in Petersburg, Kentucky, in October on the 30th and 31st. And each year, we use a theme that will help to encourage and take on a particular part of the life issues and help our members to be encouraged by the work that they do. And not even the members, anyone can come to our conference and enjoy the benefits of reaching out to people that are of, you know, like-minded, or that they can help to reinforce their beliefs in all the life issues as we, you know, present them. This year, it's based on the words of Isaiah 43:1, which contains, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." And so our theme is created, redeemed, called, which really talks about the love of God and how he loved us to create us. He loved life so much that he redeemed it, and that he has a desire to call us into an eternal relationship. And so we hope that in our conference this year that we can, you know, in particular, the venue being at the Creation Museum, will really enforce the whole creation as we know it in Genesis. And we think we've got some tremendous speakers that'll help enforce all three of those: created, redeemed, and called.
And so the conference this fall taking place at the Creation Museum. What a unique place to choose for a conference. And looking forward to hearing more about that.
Yes. We actually it's a two-day conference, although the first day has some optional events, which is a Friday event, so we allow people some travel time. We're hoping that people will come a little early and take advantage of the early part of the day on Friday to visit the Creation Museum. Events start in the afternoon with some optional sessions on Friday. At 2 o'clock, we have an optional event on estate planning if people have an interest in that and want to talk about it. We have another optional event at 3 o'clock on Friday to talk about life teams. It's, as Lowell indicated, it's kind of a new concept for us, having teams organized within congregations that support what we're already doing in our life chapters and our state federations around the country. And then our worship service is at 5 o'clock, and that's really the kickoff to the conference. And this year it's really special because we not only are going to kick off the conference and join in worship, we're going to have the installation of our new executive director that will begin, that he'll take office at that time in the worship service. So it'll be an interesting time for us. Following the worship service will be a kickoff banquet, and all of these events that I just described take place at the Marriott Airport Hotel in at the Cincinnati Airport location, although I understand it could almost be in Kentucky. They have a little fun over that down in that area, but needless to say, that'll be at the Marriott. And then at the banquet, Ken Ham, who is the CEO of the Creation Museum, will be our keynote speaker. And he will be talking about the gospel in Genesis. And we have some other events at the banquet, but that's the kickoff on Friday later in the day. And then the Saturday events, you know, start early, and we'll have registration early in the morning. And then we'll have, this year, instead of having workshops throughout the day, we're going to have some plenary speakers, and we have some great speakers lined up, and then we're going to take some time in the middle of the day to again allow people to visit the Creation Museum. We want to give them plenty of opportunity mm-hmm. to see the what's going on at the Creation Museum, which is pretty phenomenal. The speakers that we have are, you know, again, as I mentioned, Ken Ham. Dr. Menton will be speaking on Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. He is on staff at the Creation Museum and one of their regular speakers as well. He's a biologist who will share some wonderful things about the creation process. We're going to have Colonel John Eidsmo, who is on our board of directors, and he's a retired, colonel in the military, and he is also an AFLC pastor, and just is a phenomenal resource for us. He's also got a law degree, so he's just a very interesting person, and he's going to talk on evolution versus the sanctity of human life, right down to the core of, that topic. We're also very fortunate to have a special guest, Gage Lyne, who is going to speak on faith and the halls of power. He has a unique background as being on staff during the Bush administration. He was a speechwriter and was represented President Bush in a lot of the with organizations outside of the that we were working with, the conservative organizations and perhaps people like us. He also now works for Focus on the Family. And so he's just an interesting individual that is going to talk to us about the faith and the halls of power and what's going on in government. He is today headquartered in Washington, so he's right there in the midst of it all. And I think he can bring some interesting perspective to all this. And then Buddy Davis, who is, again, on staff with the Creation Museum, is going to give us a creation concert. He's a musician. He oftentimes, gears his messages towards the children and adults. So we expect something really phenomenal from that. And, of course, Dr. Lamb will be our, preacher at our worship service. And he is still our executive director and will be leading our conference. So a lot of wonderful speakers. We're excited about it.
Very good. Well, we need to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, I'd like to hear a little bit more about we'll talk a little bit more about the conference and other things going on with Lutherans for Life this year. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. We'll be back in just a moment.
You've discovered Worldwide KFUO. Now discover how easy it is to listen to KFUO where you are. Discover our online stream and on-demand programs that allow you to listen where, when, and how you want. Discover how easy it is to listen on your radio, smartphone, Wi-Fi radio, and other listening devices. You've discovered the Christ-centered message that KFUO proclaims daily in both word and song. We are KFUO, the messenger of good news.
The book of Matthew tells us that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. This July, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod focuses on ways we Lutherans serve each other and the world. See for yourself how Christ sets us free to love and serve our neighbor by visiting lcms.org/themes. That's lcms.org/themes.
Hi, I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson. The psalmist has written, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." How exciting to think that it is God Himself who put you together and who bought you back from sin for Him. Well, He has that together as well. More on your Together God will be coming up on Jubilation from 1 to 4 p.m. Sunday on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Have you recently read a Bible verse and wondered, what does this mean? How is it applied? Well, on the next Law and Gospel broadcast, which is Open Mic Friday, you will have the opportunity to phone me, Tom Baker, to ask any theological question on your mind or any question from the subjects we covered this week.
Weekday mornings beginning at 9:30 on KFUO.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. We are talking with our friends at Lutherans for Life, the upcoming National Lutherans for Life Convention in October. And today we're talking with Virginia Flo, National Conference Director and Minnesota Regional Director, and Lowell Hybe, the Communications Director for Lutherans for Life. Virginia, before we went to break, you were sharing with us a lot of the details about what will be going on at the conference. Who might attend the conference? Is this just for adults?
Children, certainly, I think, in this particular venue would find it exciting. And, you know, perhaps some of the plenaries, the speakers, they would maybe not appreciate that as much, but I think if they can get through that, they will love the Creation Museum tour. It is geared towards families, the children, and all the different the events that they could participate in. I think most importantly are the exhibits that they will see. I would encourage people to go to the Creation Museum website, which is creationmuseum.org, and take a look at the exhibits that are there. It's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They have a very strong presentation of the biblical authority, the relevance of the Bible. They have digs that show wonderful things that go on when people go through the archaeological process. They describe things that are like that, how two different scientists can conclude the same, see the same conclusions and come up with different evidence. And it's amazing how that, you know, how that works. The dinosaur exhibits and the big aquariums that are there. It's just a phenomenal place for the children to see in particular. But I would definitely encourage the families to participate.
And Lowell, what are you looking forward to with the national conference this year?
Well, I have not been to the Creation Museum yet, so I am definitely looking forward to seeing it. My boss, Dr. Lamb, who's been a guest on KFUO many times, mm-hmm. was at the Life Ministries news conference yesterday. He has been to the Creation Museum, and he said everyone needs to go see the Creation Museum. And from what I've heard, it's a phenomenal place, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the Creation Museum, but also hearing the excellent lineup of speakers that we have this year. Ken Ham has long been a friend of Lutherans for Life, and I forget the exact year right off the top of my head, but we had him speak at a prior Lutherans for Life conference, and at that time we were giving out this Dominus Vitae Award for those who have taken a major stand for life outside of the Lutheran Church, and we gave that award to Ken Ham. So he's been a friend of Lutherans for Life for a long time, but all the speakers are terrific this year, and looking forward to hearing all of them.
Very good. And I understand we'll have an opportunity to meet the new executive director, the incoming executive director. Is that correct?
That is correct. He will be there. His name is Michael Solomink, and right now he's finishing up his work as being pastor at St. James Lutheran Church in Lafayette, Indiana. And again, as Virginia mentioned, he'll be installed at the conference. He's a great guy, energetic, full of passion for life, and so that will be an opportunity for people to get to meet Pastor Solomink.
Very good. Virginia, what are you looking forward to most about the upcoming conference in October?
I think most importantly is the venue. I mean, we have a lot of opportunities to make our positions, you know, clear in what we believe. But I think this conference is going to allow there to be not only discussion and presentations, there's going to be visual aids. And I don't think we've ever had visual aids like the Creation Museum in the past. And so there's so many things that I can't even describe them all that are going to be there for people to see and to actually encounter. The Creation Museum has a mission that's very similar to ours, and that, you know, they say that the Creation Museum exists to point back to the authority of Scripture and proclaim the gospel message. I mean, I've never been to a museum that has that kind of a mission. And it's just phenomenal. So I think everything that people see will help to support what Lutherans for Life believes.
How can we register, find out more information about attending the conference?
Yes, if you go to our LutheransForLife.org website, there's a tab for the conference, and you can read everything about the conference, and there's a register online. If people, if they can click on the register online and do their registration. There's information about the hotel there. If they choose to stay at our conference hotel, which, as I mentioned earlier, is the Marriott, the Cincinnati Airport Marriott. And so they can then contact the Marriott and make their reservations as to what their plans are for staying there. We don't make travel reservations. People make their own because they come from so many different places, and we allow that to obviously be their choice.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of registering for the conference, it's right on our website, LutheransForLife.org.
Very good.
At the conference tab.
LutheransForLife.org. You can find more information about the upcoming conference. The dates again?
October 30th and 31st.
October 30th and 31st at the Creation Museum, just outside Cincinnati, correct?
That's correct. It's in Petersburg, Kentucky, which is right over the border into Kentucky. They're about 10 miles apart. They're not that far.
I know it seems kind of deceiving when you say it's in Kentucky near Cincinnati, but it's right across, not too far away. Well, it sounds like it's going to be an outstanding event, and glad that the whole family can attend and gain something and just have a great time learning at this, and the great speakers that are lined up. It's going to be outstanding. Any other events, Lowell, coming up this year? Anything else that you'd like us to know about what's going on with Lutherans for Life this year?
Well, the conference is our big main event of the year, but we'll be at numerous church conventions and conferences, already have been, and we would invite people to stop by our booth if we're at their event. And if they go to our website, too, they can check our calendar for a lot of local events that Lutherans for Life will be a part of, so we would encourage people to do that. There's too many to really get to in just a couple of minutes, so we would check out the calendar page on our website.
Sure. And are there other resources on the website that you'd like for us to check out?
There's a ton of resources. If you go to the store page, there's a lot of resources to purchase through our friends at Concordia Publishing House, but you can also download and read and watch and listen to almost endless resources on all the life issues. Just go to the Life Issues tab on the website and have at it, because you'll learn a lot.
Well, very good. LutheransForLife.org, lots of great resources there, and more information about the conference as well, coming up October 30th and 31st.
And if I could just add one thing.
Certainly.
If people are marking their calendars, if they're looking at 2016, they may be interested that we have our conference in October 21st and 22nd of 16 is going to be held in Minnesota, in Bloomington, Minnesota, at St. Michael's Lutheran Church. And it's just a phenomenal facility as well. It's about 8 minutes from the Mall of America in the Twin Cities. And so they might want to mark their calendars for that. Each year we tried to have something special, and that will be equally as special.
So this year in Petersburg, Kentucky, next year in Minnesota. Outstanding.
Yes.
Well, thank you both so much for sharing with us today about the upcoming Lutherans for Life conference coming up in October, October 30th and 31st. More information, LutheransForLife.org. Thank you for being my guest and sharing this time with us and all this news with us. LutheransForLife.org. Lowell Hybe, Communications Director at Lutherans for Life, thanks so much for being my guest this morning.
Thank you.
And Virginia Flo, National Conference Director and the Minnesota Regional Director of Lutherans for Life, thank you so much for being my guest this morning, sharing this time with us.
It was a pleasure.
Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today we'll study with Pastor Jacob Heine at Trinity Lutheran Church in Columbia, Tennessee. We'll get into Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 26. Hope you can join us for that conversation, that study, coming up in just a little bit, right after AP Radio News and the weather. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.